Hello, this is Nissapod. It's Tuesday, the 3rd of June 2014, day 3 of Audio Mo. For those who are following Audio Mo, where people are posting some audio content every day throughout June. This audio boo actually follows yesterday's. I did a review of a book called The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying, and JN2N posted a comment. She said, interesting sorting technique, thank you for sharing. What do you find the best way of getting stuff out of the house? Free cycle, selling, etc. So I thought, well, actually, I've not really commented on that particularly. So maybe people might be interested in what I do. And I think one of the things to bear in mind is the sheer quantity of stuff that we are getting rid of. So you have to kind of factor in how much stuff you need to get rid of, how much time you've got, and look at your options. The stuff that we're getting rid of at the moment, I sort of have a pecking order. So starting with the good stuff, starting with the stuff that's still usable. If certain things are of potential interest to friends or family, then I put them to one side and give them, those people, first refusal. But I do make it very clear that if people don't want the items I've put to one side for them, then that's absolutely fine. They mustn't feel under any obligation to add to the clutter in their houses whilst I'm getting rid of the clutter in my house. But sometimes people do say, oh yes, I'll have that. And you know, for example, my younger sisters have quite enthusiastically taken some nice clothes that I no longer wear off my hands, and I now see them wearing them, so that's nice. Then that's only a small minority of things, though. It's only things that I actually sort of look at and I can see being of potential interest to somebody in particular. The vast majority of stuff at the moment is going to charity shops. And the reason for this is it's absolutely instant. You know, as soon as you can get it over to the charity shop, hand it over. You don't have to photograph stuff, describe it, you know, list it on eBay, give up your Sunday morning to go and stand at a car boot sale or whatever. Plus, it's nice to be donating to charity in this way, and actually I use the gift aid scheme so that tax is added and I get a report of how much they've raised from the stuff, so I do like that. We've even had charity shops collect large items. For example, our old television was collected by the British Heart Foundation because they have shops that sell furniture and electrical items. I have used FreeCycle sometimes. It's particularly good for stuff that charity shops won't take. We've got rid of a pond pump, paving slabs, a hostess trolley, and all sorts of things that charity shops won't take for one reason or another. I have to say, though, that the FreeCycle in Beeston, where we used to live, was much better than the FreeCycle in Stockport. I think it was because the one in Beeston covered a smaller area. The one in Stockport covers quite a large area, and I don't think it works as well. So for the most part, we give stuff away for free. And if it's not good enough to pass on to charity shops or people, friends, family, or through FreeCycle, then we take stuff to the local tip and make sure that things go in the right bins for electricals, textiles, etc. I don't generally sell stuff these days. I find it takes too much time and effort. I work full time, and the time is worth more to me than small amounts of money. But I do occasionally sell things if I'm going to get a good return on them. So, for example, I'm probably about to clear out quite a lot of Doctor Who DVDs, some of which are quite collectible. And the ones which are collectible, I probably will sell. One good option for selling that kind of thing, books, DVDs, music, is actually the Amazon Marketplace, because you don't need to type in descriptions of things or take photographs of things. You just need to look up the item, and then you can add your listing alongside the listing of the new item. So That can work quite well, although you have to factor in the cost of postage. I really can't be bothered with eBay because of the need to photograph things. But that's a personal view, and it does depend on what your priorities are, how much time you've got. And, you know, obviously, if you're working part-time, or if you are a stay-at-home parent, for example, or my dad, who's retired, you know, he sells quite a lot of stuff on Amazon, then you've got more time available, and perhaps also value the extra income that you get from selling things. So that's just my way of doing things. I'd be very interested to hear about other people's as well. That's all I've got to say on this topic. Bye for now.